The city of Boston is taking a go-slow approach to reopening parts of its economy. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is praising Governor Baker for a cautious approach in allowing some businesses to partially reopen, but says Boston will be even more cautious. WBUR's Quincy Walters has the story.
Even though churches can now open, don't expect in-person gatherings at Mattapan's Morning Star Baptist Church anytime soon. Bishop John Border says a lot of people have been tuning into the church's live streams, and fellowship is still happening through social media. He says he does not want to tempt God.
Love is the primary requirement that we have to operate by. And if we love the members of our congregation and love the body of Christ, we're going to do everything in our power to keep them healthy and safe and out of harm's way.
Border says he doesn't want to reopen his church until there's robust contact tracing and he can ensure his congregants will be safe. His concerns are echoed by Mayor Marty Walsh, who says he appreciates that some churches are hesitant to reopen yet.
I share your concern. I encourage you to take every precaution and approach. If you have any doubts about being able to plan, implement, or monitor safe, strict guidelines, I urge you not to reopen.
Walsh says the same principle applies for small businesses and retailers. While some of those businesses can reopen in Massachusetts on Monday, the mayor is not allowing it in Boston until a week later.
I am going to put the health and safety of Boston residents before any requirements, regulations. And, you know, I know we'll work with the state on that. And if we differ, I'm not going to have a public dispute about it. I'm going to just privately have a conversation that they're going to have to adjust their plan to meet the specifications of the city in certain places.
And the mayor says he's glad some construction efforts can begin soon. Suffolk Construction has reopened several sites in Boston. The company's Jeff Govea says construction sites look a lot different than they used to.
There's masks and face coverings and face shields. There's also sanitizing stations. Temperature testing in the morning before anybody gets on site is also protocol.
Unions that had objected to continuing with some construction projects while most businesses were closed say they're satisfied with current worker protection requirements. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.